This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, this is What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. That is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Gives you a chance to weigh in. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I don't even have to ask you how your weekend was, Todd, because you and your wife have been busy posting on Facebook about your date night, so I know all about your weekend.
Well, there was I didn't post everything. There was a graduation and stuff, too, but yeah.
There you go. See, that's
Facebook
kind of ruins the Monday conversation. You know, how was your
I didn't put everything on there, but
I already know everything I need to know. Mine was just fine. I was chatting with Phil Parker earlier. I told him that my wife and our oldest daughter and mother-in-law and sister-in-law all headed for New York City on Friday. And so they've been planning this for months and months and months and months, and this is kind of their big, actually, Hannah is doing her graduation photos in New York City. That's kind of cool, huh? And,
wow.
Looking at a couple of colleges and, so they're soaking it all in. So Haley, who is 13, our youngest daughter, and I pretty much were pals this weekend. We were hanging out. We were taking everything in. So that was great fun. We did get to the lake on Saturday, and that was fun. Hang out with my father-in-law. He's been abandoned, too. He's widowed. Is that the right term? Widower? Widowed? I don't know.
Yeah, we get the point.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is with, my wife. They're gone. They left us. We're batching it. Anyway, we had fun. So it's a Monday, and now we're ready to get to it here on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Looking at the calendar, seeing the 6th of June, what does that bring to mind? How about Normandy? Wow. I don't know about you, but I can't get enough stories about that heroism. I can't even begin to fathom what it was like coming ashore at Normandy. You know, the boats out there, they back end of them plop down and you waded yourself in. Battle it away. Wow, just incredible. Absolutely incredible. So if we have any family members out there that want to share a story about any loved ones that were there, that served, that played a part in defending this great country on this day, June 6th, we would love to hear it on the program. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Great story posted the other day about Bakken crude heading to South Korea. More markets. Isn't that something? Yeah, you got to like that. So check that out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. Some great stories there as well. One guest on the program today, that'll be Nicole Pullman. She is a teacher at Bismarck Century. She is a state senator. She is the running mate of Wayne Stengem. And we are... chatting with all the candidates, of course. We've done one-on-ones. We've done talk radio town halls. We've done debates. We have one debate left. The final talk radio town hall debate will be this Friday. Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum together. And that's going to be great. Really great. Looking forward to that. Last chance for you to evaluate these candidates before you head to the polls a week from Tuesday. A week from tomorrow already. My goodness. And, of course, early voting starting many places today. So a lot of people will be, well, it may have started earlier. I don't remember the date, but I know for sure Fargo, Castleton, West Fargo starts today with the early voting, so you can get out there and vote as well. I want to find out what's on your mind today, so you can give us a call. A couple of things that are on my mind. One is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is in some measure of hot water again. In this entire campaign, Donald Trump has found himself in hot water as defined by the mainstream media, as defined by Hillary Clinton, as defined by his Republican opponents. I don't get the sense he ever considers it hot water. And quite honestly, I think one of the reasons that the viewpoint of the mainstream media and Hillary Clinton and Republican opponents of Donald Trump are in one camp and his political popularity continues on the other is because the American people don't buy what those over there are selling. But Donald Trump has suggested that a judge that has been unfair and unfavorable towards him in a particular suit over Trump University, it's a civil suit, may have to do with the fact that he is Hispanic, and obviously Donald Trump has a number of Hispanic detractors, haters, really. That's what that latest protest in San Jose was all about. Folks that thought he was anti-immigrant, so therefore they violently react to his supporters. Did he cross the line? I want to know what you think. 800-228-0550. Also, welcome your thoughts on the governor's race. I've been thinking about this. Career politician. It's being made to be a bad word, obviously, in a campaign. And, you know, I think depending on the politician we're talking about, I guess it could be. But when you hear that, I mean, just as a rule, career politician's a bad thing in your mind or a good thing, i.e. experience. Bad thing, been there too long, status quo, good thing. Steady hand at the wheel experience. What's your take on that, too? I was thinking about that a little bit over the weekend. Jason is on the road, has a story about his grandpa. I'd be the happiest guy in the world if we could hear stories about grandpas all day long today on What's On Your Mind. So, Jason, way to start things off. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Scott. Say, I just wanted to share a story, I guess, with my grandfather. I apologize a little bit. It's going to take me a little bit to set this up, but my grandfather, North Dakota guy, my family is from around the Fort Ransom, Lisbon area, and he originally was in the National Guard when the war came around after the invasion at Pearl Harbor. He got sent from North Dakota, I believe it was to Fort Lewis, Washington, and he got reclassified as armor, so he drove tanks throughout the whole war. So what had happened is that in 42, he went over to Africa. He fought his way through the desert and then onto Italy and Sicily. And so when the invasion happened in Normandy, he got sent up to be part of that invasion. And he was assigned to go to Utah Beach. And Utah Beach was assigned to the 4th Infantry Division. They're the ones that led that beachhead. And I believe most of you and probably most of the viewers or listeners probably know about the series Band of Brothers, the HBO series number of years back. Anyway, in that series, if you remember, Easy Company, 506 PIR, 101st Airborne, their assignment was to drop behind them enemy lines behind Utah Beach to take out the guns that were firing on the beach so that they could come inland. Well, so my grandfather would have been part of that operation so that they had to take out those guns at Braycourt Manor in order to get the armor onto the beach and then move inland. So my grandfather essentially supported the 4th Infantry Division during that whole push into Utah Beach. Fast forward about 62 years later, I found myself in Iraq, just north of Baghdad. It was a combat tour. I was a combat engineer for North Dakota Guard, and we ended up supporting. The 4th Infantry is the one that owned the battle space that I operated in, so we patrolled right along the 4th Infantry Division, those guys. So that's the combat patch that I wore on my right shoulder. So I it's a really big source of pride for me that my grandfather did that in World War II, was part of the Normandy invasion, fought all the way through the war, made it back home and farmed the rest of his life. And then I also got to support the 4th Infantry Division, you know, 62 years later in the Iraqi war. So just that I share that.
Unbelievable. No, it's a great story. What's your grandpa's name, Jason?
His name was Edward Peterson. He died many years ago. In fact, I didn't even know him. He died in 1969, so only my brother would have been alive. So he died young. He had a heart attack on the farm and passed away. But interesting. So I learned these stories from my father, basically.
Well, I'm glad you did. And your grandpa was from down at Fort Ransom, you said?
That's correct, yep.
Down in the Fort Ransom area. Wow. Very interesting story. Well, I appreciate so much you sharing that, Jason. And, you know, I'm really glad your dad took the time to give you that level of detail. And thank you for your service. And thank you for your grandfather's service as well. Unbelievable.
You bet.
Thanks for the call. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind continues.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&S Motors, Inc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that, by the way. We appreciate you. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind today on this Monday? Normandy is on my mind, and especially more after that nice story from Jason about his grandpa. If you have other stories about what you heard from a loved one. Love to have them share. Just a shout out for any of the vets that might have been a part of Normandy. I would love to go there someday. I really would. I know there are tours, the Omaha Band of Brothers tour, the Omaha Utah tour. They're full day tours. You know, just think about that. This isn't, this isn't Disney. This is the real deal. Wow, unbelievable. Anyway, look forward to doing that someday. But I love hearing the stories from folks as well who had loved ones that served there. Hey, a quick reminder, the North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners 4th Annual State Convention is fast approaching. It'll be here the 23rd and 24th, so this is already a week after next. At the Ramada Dakota Lodge in Dickinson is where it's going to be. We'll be there, too, broadcasting live. Looking forward to that. They have a great speaker lineup. The general public is welcome, so you just want to learn about this and learn more about what the concerns royalty owners. Hear from some experts. Your event, you're invited to take it in. Thursday morning, they do a bus tour to the Whiting Gas Plant and also a railroad reloading facility, which is going to be great. And then also some presentations back in Dickinson and Medora for a Pitchfork Fondue and the Medora Musical, which is cranking up this weekend. Anybody was there? Give me reviews. I'd love to see it. I saw Gretchen Stenson posted a nice picture of Charlotte Schaefer's chair, empty, appropriately enough, but with flowers on it, which was very sweet because, of course, this will be the first year in a long time that Charlotte Schaefer will not be in that chair for the Medora Musical. Let's see here. Then Friday, full slate of interesting speakers, and my gosh, it's everything from Lynn Helms, Director, Department of Mineral Resources, Jim Sorensen, the Principal Geologist at EERC, the XTO Energy, a Bakken Operations Manager will be there, State Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger, geologist from the North Dakota Geological Survey, and then that'll all wrap up with a wonderful discussion on the Bakken that I get to emcee. Steve McNally, the general manager of Hess, and his son Scott McNally, who's done a ton of research on oil and gas production, will sit for a discussion on the Bakken. And you'll love this. We did this last year. I think you'll really enjoy it. So look forward to that and to many others as well. So if you'd like to go, there are four ways to register. You can do it online at naro-us.org/events. You can phone them up at 800-558-0557. Walk-in registrations are welcome. And also, you can just mail in your registration to NARO, N-D, N-A-R-O-N-D. And you mail to the National NARO office, which is 15 West 6th Street. 15 West 6th Street, Suite 2626, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. Okay, they have a registration form online, too, if you want that. All right, and it's only, what is it, $125 or something? It's, if you're a member, $125. Spouses are added for $50. Non-members are $150. So it's very reasonable. Rates of special room rates available, too, at the Ramada Dakota Lodge in Dickinson. So it should be good fun. 24 past the hour. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. Donald Trump is taking some heat, including from supporters. Newt Gingrich was critical about his comments about this judge in the Trump University case. I want to know what you think about this. Did he cross the line here, or is there just more anti-Trump noise? Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550. He's being pressed about it this morning on Fox and Friends over the weekend on CBS Face the Nation, I think it was. Here's his comments on Face the Nation over the weekend. You can see what you think.
He's a member of a club or society, very strongly pro-Mexican, which is all fine. But I say he's got bias. I'm not talking about tradition. I'm talking about common sense, okay? He's somebody, he's proud of his heritage, and I think that's great that he's proud of
his heritage. But you're saying it's a barrier to him doing his job.
If they go before the judge and he lets her out, well, he can let her out, but you have to dismiss the case.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just too confused how that, what his Mexican parents have to do with that.
Excuse me. I want to build a wall. I mean, I don't think it's very confusing.
Well,
has nothing to do with anything except common sense. You know, we have to stop being so politically correct in this country, and we need a little more common sense, John.
If we're a Muslim judge, would you also feel like they wouldn't be able to treat you fairly because of that policy of yours?
It's possible, yes. Yeah, that would be possible, absolutely.
Is Trump right or wrong here? Is he right or wrong? You know, again, the chorus of anti-Trump folks have been saying this stuff for a long time. Now, there's a few more people on that train this time. Newt Gingrich would be one, and I think Reince Priebus said he ought to resolve the dispute, or his argument should evolve or something like that. But there's a few more doing that, but it's basically the same argument we heard over and over and over against Donald Trump. Now, a politician would not do what Trump has done. He is saying out loud what many people would think, and that is, okay, this guy is being biased against me. Might it be because he's a member of La Raza, he's Hispanic, and he doesn't like me. He doesn't like the fact that I'm going to build the wall. You're not supposed to say that stuff out loud. Because then the politically correct crowd comes out and says, you're saying he's doing what he's doing because he's Hispanic. You can't say that. It's really nothing new than what Donald Trump has done all along. But some folks think he's crossed the line here. Is it any different than anything you've heard before? Don and Bismarck, you tell me. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Don.
I just want to say I agree with him about being politically correct. I mean, why do we got to be so politically correct? I think this kind of messes everything up. People don't say what they want to say. And that's all I got to say.
That's the mold he is breaking and has broken. Marty in Stuartsville. So where's Stuartsville anyway, Marty?
About 16 miles south of Bismarck, North Dakota.
I should know that. A huge metropolis, obviously.
I'm not going to hold that against you because the town is no longer there, but I want to keep that town pride of Stuartsville, North Dakota alive.
Well, I'm glad you are. See, that's why I ask, because I like every town, big or small, or ones, you know, still incorporated or not. Anyway, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to tell us what's on your mind, Marty. Go ahead.
Well, what's on my mind is, why does everybody think that white people are the only race that is capable of prejudice or racism? You know, I mean, that's what it seems like to me. The media portrays just our side, that we're capable of all this racism, but they don't report the other side. And unfortunately, racism is in this country, but it's not just white people.
It's a very interesting point, because essentially that's what Donald Trump is asserting here, that it's possible this guy is racist against Donald Trump because of his particular views. And everybody's aghast that he would even say that out loud. You're suggesting that his race is the reason he's acting the way he is. Yeah. So good point, Marty. I mean, you know, you're right. I think we're so used to us white people being the only racist ones, according to the media, that we sometimes forget that very simple point.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Apache sprayers.
It's a Cadillac.
You're not bumped around. It rides smooth. You get out and your back doesn't hurt. Your neck's not hurting from turning around and looking at things. You feel like you've been sitting in a recliner all day. How's that? High Plains Apache can sell you an Apache sprayer, new or used. And they're not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. And customers like that person right there made it quite clear. They work hard for their money. When they spend a buck, they expect to get the most of their time and energy, and High Plains Apache respects that. That's why they work very hard to earn your business. That's why they work hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. It's proven to work as hard as you do with a support team to back it up. They're on Eastside Court across from Bonanza in Mandan, exit 60 off I-29 at Frontier, south of Fargo as well. HighPlainsApache.com online. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. All right. This date, 1944, the day we remember Normandy. Omaha Beach. Utah Beach. And a family member that shared a story. A loved one you want to tell us about that served in World War II? Give us a ring at 800-228-0550. We're also talking about Donald Trump and his dust up with the judge. Who you think is right or wrong on it? Mike and Perm, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Our number, by the way, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Scott. You know, I really think the judge who's trying this Trump case should disqualify himself from it, not because he's Hispanic, but because he's a member of La Raza. La Raza is the group that created the riots in at the Trump rallies for the people that were waving Mexican flags and burning the American flag. And this is a conflict of interest. I believe under American Bar Association regulations, the man should disqualify himself from the case for having a personal interest here as being a member of La Raza. And I believe Donald Trump called a spade a spade. And that's just the way it is. But also, just in the end here, there was somebody who did land at Omaha Beach. At least this is what I was told. And we saw him a lot on television. If you watch Star Trek, because you knew him as Lieutenant Commander Montgomery Scott, James Doohan. He was a very young man then, and he landed at Normandy Beach. How about that one?
That's something. That's neat. Neat story, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. David and Bismarck, you're next. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Now, yes, I 100% agree with Donald Trump. It shouldn't be any surprise that we have a lot of judges that are biased one way or another. For example, the environmentalists, when they go bringing some action, they always go seek out the judges that are biased in their favor. So I think it's just refreshing to have someone not be so concerned about this political correctness stuff and just deal with the facts.
Yeah, you know, Hillary Clinton, the likely Democratic nominee for president, we'll know after tomorrow, is under a FBI investigation related to emails. All right? This is a federal probe into her actions as Secretary of State. Meanwhile, this is a civil case, okay, about Trump University that any other politician with the means that Donald Trump has would have solved, would have you know, settled the case to get this nowhere near a presidential campaign, right? He didn't care. He wanted to do it. Now, the judge has unsealed. Everything was sealed in the case, and it was going to trial after the election. The judge unsealed the records. That looks a little bit suspicious, right? I mean, they were sealed. It was scheduled to be after the election. The judge is the one that looks to be politicizing this thing. And even if you disagree with what he said, does he have a right to say it? I wonder if he's doing what he's doing because he has a bias against me. And as we pointed out here, this group that this judge is involved with has done some radical things. I don't know why we have to have a meltdown freak out. You can't do this. What do you think? And give me a break. You don't have to agree with it, but he certainly has the right to say it and suggest that the judge has a bias. This is America, after all. Kind of crazy, David. I'm with you.
Yeah, right. And then, of course, we've got the milquetoast Republicans, Newt Gingrich among them, come out and say, oh, my goodness, Donald, you better apologize or you shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff. It's refreshing, and I think this country is ready for that right now. So we're in a ship that appears to be listing pretty badly. So it's just refreshing to have that kind of attitude. So.
Thank you, David.
You bet.
You know, I suspected I would get this kind of reaction today. I didn't know, but I was one of the reasons I wanted to ask this question today on the program, because I suspected I would. I really did. I didn't sense that a lot of the outrage that was out there was going to be, for one, it's just more of the same. Did he cross the line? Here's an off-air call on that question. 800-228-0550 to answer it yourself today on What's on Your Mind, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead and roll that time. Oh, we wait for Todd to fall.
I know. I don't think Trump crossed the line there, because Trump's been operating way across the line from day three, and he'd have to come back across it to cross the line again. In other words, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I don't think it's Trump rhetoric. He crossed the line.
All right. Interesting analogy there, but not a fan. Texter says, is Obama going to be at Omaha Beach today? Apologizing to the Germans. I don't know. We'll put it on a request to the White House to find out, Jamie. Thank you for the text. Trump is probably right about the judge, says another texter. But most people wouldn't say it just to be politically correct. By the way, that's what Newt Gingrich was saying. Newt Gingrich was essentially saying, you shouldn't. Well, I can play you what he said. Newt Gingrich said, make the case, file a motion, do it through the proper channels rather than say it. Now, Donald Trump has responded to Newt Gingrich and said that he thought it was inappropriate. This was this morning on Fox and Friends, said that it was inappropriate for Newt Gingrich to demand that he drop the subject of an American judge's heritage and start acting like a potential leader of the United States. So an earlier caller was pointing out that Newt had done this. So, but he is calling it a mistake. He's calling it inexcusable. Here's what Newt said. We'll give you the other side of this so you can decide who you agree with here, okay? This is Newt Gingrich on one of the shows yesterday. I forget which one. 800-228-0550, by the way, is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. If you want to weigh in on this, you got a Normandy shout-out, you want to get in, or anything else on your mind today on What's in Your Mind, give us a ring.
A look outside the Beltway at the California State Capitol in Sacramento just 2 days before the primary there. Joining me now here in Washington to discuss the escalating war of words between Clinton and Trump is one of Trump's big supporters, potential running mate and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, welcome back to Fox News.
Good to be back.
Clinton, as we just pointed out in the last segment, went after Trump's temperament this week, saying that he's unfit to be president. And one of the things that Trump did this week was repeatedly accuse the judge who's handling two Trump University fraud lawsuit cases of bias. Here he is.
We're building a wall. He's a Mexican. We're building a wall between here and Mexico. The answer is he is giving us very unfair rulings, rulings that people can't even believe.
Are you comfortable with a potential president attacking a federal judge for his heritage?
No. This is one of the worst mistakes Trump has made. And I think it's inexcusable. He has every right to criticize a judge. And he has every right to say certain decisions aren't right. And his attorneys can file to move the venue from the judge. But first of all, this judge was born in Indiana. He is an American, period. When you come to America, you get to become an American. And Trump, who has grandparents who came to the U.S., should understand this as much as anybody. Second, to characterize, you know, if a liberal were to attack Justice Clarence Thomas on the grounds that he's black, we would all go crazy. Or every conservative would say it was wrong and it was racism. And Trump has got to, I think, move to a new level. This is no longer the primaries. He's no longer an interesting contender. He is now the potential leader of the United States, and he's got to move his game up to the level of being a potential leader.
Donald Trump has rejected that advice from Newt Gingrich as of this morning. That was Newt Gingrich with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday yesterday morning. Today he said, you know, 100% stands behind what he said and actually said he was disappointed in what Newt Gingrich said. Who is right is the question. Who's right? I don't know that he's. I think he's attacking the judge's biases as much from his quote unquote race, if you will, as he is this membership in La Raza, right? I mean, he's Hispanic, but he's a Hispanic member of La Raza, which is this radical group, and he's been unfavorable. I don't understand why. And the quote unquote attack is Donald Trump's opinion on the judge. Giving his opinion on the judge. Disagree, fine. But, I mean, the idea that you can't say it out loud to me is kind of crazy. All right, your texts are pouring in here. Political correctness is just a way to limit the right to free speech, says one of our listeners. This will not hurt Trump. Marty was right about the narrative. White people are the only ones racist. Right now, the white male is the most oppressed race and gender. You can't do or say anything without the claim of being one or the other. Another texter says, there are two different organizations. The judge is a member of the attorney group, not the group that protested. Let's clarify the facts. Yeah, I guess attorneys wouldn't be crazy enough to protest, but you know, La Raza is well known. So I don't think that's much of a defense on the judge's involvement in that particular group. If he actually protested, I think it'd be, you know, he wouldn't even be able to handle the case, but membership itself, to me, is enough to call into question whether this is good or bad. Anyway, your take, 800-228-0550. Back with more after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd DeRadio God Mitchell. 800-228-0550. Oh, by the way, I'm gone tomorrow and Wednesday. John Trandum in my place tomorrow. 1279, is that his number? I think it is. He's the he was the guy that put Donald Trump over the top for the Republican nomination. From presumptive nominee to nominee to have enough of the delegates. Kind of cool that happened in North Dakota. And District 45 Republican chairman. Here tomorrow on the program. Gary Emanuel will be here on Wednesday, former chair of the North Dakota Republican Party. I'm back on Thursday, and then don't forget Friday, we have the final debate between the gubernatorial candidates Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum. That'll be on Friday on the program, and a week and one day from right now, we'll know who the Republican nominee for governor will be, the primary winner in that election. And I would argue, much as our Democratic friends would not want us to to say this. I'll be politically incorrect like Donald Trump and say out loud, Tuesday decides who the governor is. Man, it's just plain and simple. I think most folks have figured that out. All right, let's see. What else do I have to do here this morning? Before I get back to these phone calls, I have to tell you about B-Mobile. That's what I have to do. I get to tell you about B-Mobile. This isn't like a, you know, unpleasant thing, because when you're handing out $650 checks to folks and they get a chance to make the switch to Verizon, the nation's monster when it comes to coverage, it's a good thing. I really enjoy it. That's right. So if you're not on the largest, most reliable network or stuck in a contract or device agreement, or you left Verizon and realized the other guy's network didn't live up to the hype, whatever the reason, come home to Verizon right now, B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch up to $650. Just call or visit a B-Mobile location. Get all the details today. The call drops, other stuff driving you crazy. Be done with all that. You'll find them everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, or beyond. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno, and in Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes. BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right. Sean texts, hey, maybe Trump could have focused the comments on the judge being a supporter of La Raza, a pretty militant group, instead of the judge's heritage, per se. But what Trump said is nothing more than a reverse of all the accusations of white privilege leveraged against Caucasian people. Simply put, some minorities say because a person is white, they automatically hold a certain advantage, bias, and viewpoint. If accusations of privilege can be made against white people simply because of their skin color, why is any other race exempt from similar accusations or above their own biases? Very interesting. Diane in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
I am, yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear my name. I had three great-uncles in World War II and two uncles, and one of the great-uncles was captured and put in a German prison camp, and he was there quite a long time. And when the liberation came, his younger brother happened to be in this camp, and he was going through several, just see if he could find his brother, and he went to the head desk, and they said, no, there was no Albert Johnson there. But he thought, well, I'm here. I have to go in anyway. So he did. And he walked down almost to the end of where the beds were. And he looked and he thought, well, it can't be him. But he was so thin. And he was sitting on his bed with his head bent over. And he walked and looked up at him. And it was his brother. And so he, it turned out that he did have tuberculosis. They brought him back to the States, and of course, he eventually healed. But he was a very gentle, gentle person, and you know, just everybody in the family loved him so much. And he passed away in 2003. And then, if you have time, I have an uncle that was also in World War II, and he was able to speak German. So he, several were captured because he would speak across the fields, and of course, they thought it was a German talking. And anyway, what happened to him is he and his buddy were in a field one night, and a mine exploded, and his buddy lost both his legs, and my uncle lost one. They were, I guess, like in nowhere. So my uncle stayed with him through the night. He was bleeding out, and then he had passed away in the morning. So my uncle crawled, I don't know, it's almost a mile, I guess, with one leg to a fence, and where the, some of, you know, his buddies found him. He was in the elite special forces in the Army. And so, and he also boxed with, before he lost his leg, he was young when he boxed with, oh boy, was it Joe somebody? I can't remember, real famous anyway. And, so when he came back, to the States, the boxer, he was a heavyweight champion boxer, took him with him on a tour on his, you know, on his boxing, whatever they call it. Yeah. So we had two, you know, pretty honorable guys there.
Well, I'll say, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for sharing those stories. We're looking for Normandy stories today, World War II stories today. And, I suppose that was Joe Louis is who that was.
That's who it was. That's it, because we have newspaper clippings with him in the ring. And, oh, by the way, as far as the political realm, I'm in my late 70s, and I've been knowing what's going on since the early 60s. So, believe me, I'm for anything but Hillary, no matter what.
Thanks, Diane. Keep fighting. Appreciate that. Jamie and Steve will get to you, too, as we continue on What's on Your Mind after a break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA, 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.